Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation of the Word of God. I am Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I will be reading verse 19 from Psalm 31. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. Now the faithfulness of God is very evident in this verse that we read in Psalm 31. God is faithful, and He is a righteous God. And His goodness is evident in those who believe in Him. Those who look to Him are radiant, says the psalmist. And they are never put to shame. Now God has stored up goodness for those who fear Him. Even in Psalm 23 we read the psalmist saying, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. If you are a God-fearing person who has put your trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the goodness of God will be manifest in your life because of God's faithfulness. And He doesn't do it secretly, according to the psalmist. The psalmist says, He bestows it in the sight of men. Are you one who takes refuge in God and God alone? Are you one who fears the Lord? Then be sure that this day that the Lord's goodness will be manifest in your life day in and day out. Look to the past and see what God has done in your lives. His goodness will be evident in your life. The footprints will be seen in every aspect of your life, be it your personal, your family life, and your work life. Wherever it be, God's goodness will be evident in your life. And if you are not one who has put your refuge in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, make it a point to confess your sins to the Father, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and live according to the Word of God. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Remember, great is God's goodness, which He has stored up for those who fear Him and those who take refuge in Him. And He will do it in the sight of men, even in the sight of those who have rebelled or acted against you. As the psalmist says in Psalm 23, He prepares a table for me in the midst of my enemies. So be encouraged this day. The Lord's goodness will be manifest in your life because you take refuge in Him, because you fear Him and live for Him. I am Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.